Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Well, welcome once again to none other than the Memorial Day edition of Al Porter. Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 21 already. The number here, for those who are definitely at Lake City Radio and Blog Talk, is 646-478-0944. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. And for those who wish to send anything in, music, you name it, emaxxradio@gmail.com. I just have like three quick disclaimers to get to, because if I don't get to them, I just won't. Nothing personal. So disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. If you change your mind, you can always call back or press one. Before I go to the few phone calls that we have here, I'm looking at the 216-609 and 216-400. I'll give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, Emacs the Image. Number 9, Black Odyssey. Number 8, C-Rock for the Block, the Kanye disc. Number 7, Apollo. More about just a little while. Number 6, debuting, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. this Saturday, more later. Number five, wow, Friday, the Grog Shop, Reggae Women for Breast Cancer Awareness, which happened the past Friday. Number four, moving up, Good for the Hood pop-up parties. More on that in just a little while. Number three, big jump, Black House Sounds, Black Women of Excellence, the 4th Annual Garwin Park Festival. More on that in just a little while. Number two, debuting, Stop the Violence, Free Stamp March, and more that happened last Saturday. Voice of Radio, well, they were part of the last event and this one right here, but it was a large march and everything with all kind of giveaways to youth and young people. And then number one, moving up, why wouldn't it? Cavs watch parties and activities that happened all week long. More on that in just a little while. Before I go to my first phone caller, I would be remiss if I didn't say that if you want to catch some of the nicest music out there, you can check out Joseph Motley JR. Period Facebook or YouTube. You can also check out on Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic. How about checking out the Facebook of Sheriff Kilroy? Also, since I'm telling people what's going on, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio show is on voiceatradio.com on Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And last but not least, I'll let people know that if they want to, they can check out the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling off of Ivanhoe. Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe, 44110 between East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, the number 1, the number 37, number 28 bus do pass by. And I would be remiss if I didn't just throw out there and say, hey, if you want to, Facebook the official Hurricane Bang page or Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. Got that out of the way. Let's see what's going on with 216-609. 216-609. How are you doing out there?
Black House Sounds. What's going on, Mr. Porter? The Sheriff.
Man. Oh, man. I'm doing well. I got a chance to check out, like, a hot new video and new song. So that's kind of what I'm pumped about, like, the Facebook page as well as the YouTube page. What's happening with you, man? Why did you choose to come out with another hot solo?
Well, the solo was needed to let a lot of artists know that they're coming to open mics and been rapping with me for years to let them know that, you know, it's still growth to be done with every artist, you know. And if you think like that, you can make decent music no matter in what situation it is, you know. And so I really believe that. And through the process of really being professional with that last track, it really made me think that we can help these young people and do some things. So on the 8th, families can come on out. And if your son or your daughter, they really trying to rap or dance or whatever they trying to do, and that's what they trying to do, don't wait 4 or 5 years and they make a wrong decision. Just support them right now. What I mean about a wrong decision is you don't pay attention to their talent, so they don't pay attention to you and you don't pay attention to them. And struggles is like there every day. So Black House Sound, what we try to do is get people to come out, express their feelings, get parents to see their children if you bring them, if they do music or want to pursue something in music or anything like that, bring them to the open mic. So the 8th, June 8th, second floor, come on through, 7 to 9. The founder. Also, before I go, not to hold up time, if y'all can check out the new song that's put up on YouTube today, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. I appreciate it. Also, about the neighborhood, I'm still in, I'm still fighting, I'm still doing all I can do. And I'm only one person. So if you hating, keep hating, and I'm going to keep working. God bless you all. Black House Sound make real clean music. Molly.
Man, that is a strong message that we just got right there that I can appreciate. And I am kind of hyped because I saw the video and I saw some things I've never seen before. So with that being said, definitely check those sites out, please. I also want to take the time to let people know if you choose, you can Facebook or YouTube, Melanated Media News. You can also Facebook, Alfred Porter, JR Period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And also, since I'm talking about things, let's go to WHK 1220 AM, The Word, which is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Tony Fruit Show. And I'm going to finish up this little segment by saying you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or the website of blackonblackcleveland.com. These things are going so fast that I'm loving it. I do want to take out the time and say, before I go to the phone caller, hey, you just have to wait a little bit, but I want to get out of here and let people know that Black House Sounds, as well as the Black Women of Excellence, they really nailed it at the Harvard Square. Black House Sounds was the headline act, free food and drink. They had CCR Greatest Hits that sold out there. VoiceOfRadios.com own Miss Mickey brought Black House Sounds along. It was well attended. It's good when a couple of hundred people show up, and then you know that your name is getting out there in the community. Shout out to DJ Bingo, who had excellent sound system. I do want to also say that Saturday, June the 2nd, this Saturday, episode number 192 of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop is at East 22nd. You enter from Chester or Euclid at 1899 Main Classroom Building, large classroom 136. That's the room, from 1:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Hip Hop Workshop News with Ronnie B, the Hip Hop Workshop Power Cipher with Milligram, guest brother Abbas of the Liberate Palestine Movement, 108 Visions, President Janine Jones, T-Rilla and our caravan. A lot of people will be heading to the Apollo East Cleveland Theater. This Saturday, though, at the workshop, there'll be some free giveaways of CDs, DVDs, more items than you would expect, which is always good when you get a chance to give back. And before I go to the phone caller, I should put out there and let people know that tomorrow, Cleveland Standard Time, Justice for Tanasia, Prayer Circle and Vigil, 10722 Bryant Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, as the trial date for Ursula and Tequila, accused of murdering the 5-year-old. Balloon Release and the families are looking for justice. Also, Children's Services, One Family, One Community Listening Tour tomorrow, 1 to 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Friendly Inn. That's 2386 Unwin, UNWIN Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. And then next Thursday, June 7th, 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, St. Martin de Porres Family Center is another listening tour. That's 1264 East 123rd Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. I thank Sierra and D. Giles for doing 2 years of demonstrations at East 40th, Jane Edna. I thank Donald Walker Brown, Linden City Republican Movement, for calling for a sleepover. And she and her team had a list of demands, which led things. Also, there were two hearings and two face-to-face meetings out of that. Kimberly F. Brown of the Brownport newspaper questioned policy and procedure, and it helped produce the listening tours. And also, there were other meetings that came out of her end. So the community can and should be involved with things that happen. Oh, yes, the East Cleveland Solutions meeting is this Friday, 15453 Euclid Avenue, OPN Community Center, intersection of Euclid and Taylor Road. Ern Smith, Vice President of East Cleveland City Council, report. Al Porter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Jay Lee, OPN co-chair with that meeting as well. And we'll have a Black House Sounds report. Protecting East Cleveland's resource, a.k.a. the Vibranium, which is the resident's mind. As I go to the phone number of 216-400, that's 216-400. We've got to come through you, hear from you, and how are you doing on this Memorial Day?
Well, sir, I'm doing fine. And I know that that they are taking the time also to honor vets. And I know now that you already know that your father was a vet. He was in the Korean conflict. special services. They had a suicide squad, special services. Trained them hand-to-hand combat, then dropped them behind enemy territory. Land order, kill or be killed. But I can say this, ended up a prisoner of war for a year, plotted and planned and shot his way back to the home front. They gave him a little purplish looking, I guess they call it the Purple Heart.
Right.
It might have been very important to him, but, you know, I don't know. But like the president, Obama said, they didn't do it right, that they stopped treating the vets right. When they come out of a war, they are supposed to pass legislation where these people can be paid for those services rendered and so forth. But somehow our country has stopped doing what they should be doing for our vets, because these are people that put their lives on the line. They have saved this country. And to be honest about it, sometimes a lot of instances, this country has begun failing, letting our servicemen down. And women, you may as well, because you have some of those service too. So anyway, I just say, hope all of the vets and so forth have a happy Memorial Day, because they deserve it. They're the ones that fight for our country. And just like Billy Ray Cyrus wrote a song saying that some of the vets gave some and some gave all, because a lot of them did give all. They gave their lives. So
yes,
that's all I have to say, sir.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed evening.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. And as I look for something to possibly put on and play, I think I have the right thing. This is just real easy. It's a 6-foot step ladder for a soapbox. You know, for those who are wondering worldwide, sometimes they're not sure. We're from the region of the North Coast, so when the Cavs won, whatever it takes, Cavs slogan, debut, I remember when it happened a couple of months ago. I think it came out like a Tuesday evening to Wednesday morning. And that Friday night, a couple of days later, the Black House Sounds open mic. I remember Joseph Motley Jr. was the engineer. Fred Barkley put up the Facebook Live. So 2 days after that open mic, Friday, I think it went to Saturday, Sunday, Cavs played the Pacers. And Sheriff Kilroy on the Emacs track performed first, Whatever It Takes, the theme song. I'd rather have the history on Whatever It Takes than just being anything else. Now, I do that because I feel like I think like a LeBron. I work with Black House Sounds. All of us are LeBrons. Joe's a LeBron on the mic and production, video, powers, LeBron on lyrics and hosting, performance, bang. Definitely a LeBron on lyrics. Has that family feel with him. Milligrand is a LeBron on being an advisor, freestyle capability. Me, LeBron on activism. No Kyrie's in the group. Sitting, getting jealous. But every other year, I would look at a Kyrie and say, you hurt and you injured. Then you leave saying you in the shadow of someone. Why you ain't become a LeBron yourself or become a stronger Kyrie and realize your role like a Pippen and become like a man that folks looked at and said, yeah. By becoming a better Kyrie, because when you left, I remember when Brother Art McCoy, he said that he thought Kyrie wanted to leave out to speak on social change, social issues, and it didn't quite happen. I left out of being in Brown's shadow, but he's been very quiet, Kyrie, and if somebody's bigger than you, you go strong and create your own lane. Get bigger so you feel good about you. I mean, LeBron claims when he loses, he doesn't sleep. Served a friend of mine who didn't buy that theory. I might agree that, you know, if you've got money, it makes it easier for you to go to sleep. Could be something you're just saying to make you feel better. Then again, after each loss, why does LeBron come back even stronger? So
So maybe it just sounds good. But then again, maybe he does lose a little bit of sleep, because I know every time I lose, I don't end up doing my best thing. I don't sleep that well myself. I end up staying up extra longer because a winner who either loves winning or expects to win or do things well, you won't sleep till you figure out why you didn't do the very best you could. We're in the finals, boom, four straight year. Before I go to the 216-682 phone number, I would like to put out there and say that it's been very, very interesting, because quick 16-foot step ladder for the soapbox. You know, Republican Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, who's not seeking reelection, gave the commencement speech to Harvard law graduates. He said President Trump in Congress is failing its constitutional obligations to counteract the power of the president, and in doing so, dishonoring itself in a critical moment in the life of our nation. Our presidency was debased by a figure whose seemingly bottomless appetite for destruction and division and only a passing familiarity on how constitutional works. Flake ended by saying, "There's times when circumstances may call on you to risk your career in favor of your principles, but you and your country will be better for it. You can go elsewhere for a job, but you can't go elsewhere for your soul." Now, Jeff Flake, who spoke out as a Republican, isn't running for reelection. Now, he did speak out, and I remember, I'm just going to go through this before I go to the 216-682. It brought back memories of Ernest L. Smith years ago, before he was even thought of becoming a councilman. He lost his job, a school where he worked, for mistreating the children around him. Lost his job, missed meals, still was able to take care of his son and the Oppressed People's Nation organization, but he stood on principle. And he always cited the somebody. He would cite me, and I never thought about it that much. I tried not to, because when Cleveland Clinic was closing down Huron Road Hospital, I knew it was wrong that people were going to die, and some did because of lack of a hospital. I protested, but I didn't know my job. Big manufacturing was a key donator to Cleveland Clinic. I was fired. Yeah, but then again, I learned a new trade. Missed a lot of bills before I finally won unemployment. Lost a guaranteed pension and 11 years of 401k. But ask yourself, are you down for your crown? Peter said he was, you know, he was somewhere in the Bible. It was when Jesus, Messiah, Yahshua, said, "You will deny me not once." Well, it ended up being twice, well, thrice, three times. And Peter said, "You crazy." He didn't say it like that, but basically that's what he said. So when Yahshua was on the cross, soldiers came up with some swords. "Hey, weren't you with?" He basically said, "Hell no." He ended up cursing the exchange. Basically, it was like the street dude. I don't know his ass. So ask yourself, if you are a Muslim, why are you too scared to speak up and out for your fellow Muslim brothers, even if they don't follow Farrakhan? Wait, if soldiers come to my house and say, "Mr. Porter, are you a Christian? Do you believe in Yahshua, the Messiah, Jesus? Did you make spiritual music?" If I can't say yes and believe in the Messiah, if I can't say that and let the chips fall, even unto death, if I deny that or black nationalism belief, am I a real man who purports being a believer, or something way less? 216-682 to your own live. How you doing?
Hey, Brother Porter. It's D and Sierra Giles. How are you?
I am doing very, very excellent. How are you all doing?
We're great. Just got in from the sun. We went down to Jane Edna Hunter today, and we talked the walk in honor of the children that have passed underneath their supervision. So we spent our Memorial Day memorializing the children that should still be here. I wanted to call in to let your listeners know this will be an ongoing process all week. This week we start to get justice within the judicial system for Tanasia McLeod. So tomorrow we will be holding a prayer vigil and candlelight memorial for Tanasia at 10722 Bryant Avenue is in Cleveland, Ohio. It will begin at 7:30. We will also hold a balloon release at the same time. We're asking if anyone comes to please bring pink balloons. And in addition to those efforts, we will also be packing the courtroom. The court case for Tequila and Ursula begins tomorrow. They start jury selection. So we're going to start packing the courtrooms on Wednesday. The courtroom is 21C, and it will start at 8:30. So we're asking the community to please continue to come out and support. We have her guardian coming in from out of town. We just want to show them that we not only stand with them, we support them, and we're fighting this fight. Even when they're not here, we're still fighting for Tanasia.
Wow, God bless you, Creator. Definitely bless you all. Going into this, I'm just going to ask you, how do you all feel about everything coming together now? Do you feel like you're getting enough community support? Just what's on your mindset?
We appreciate all the support we've gotten. We appreciate every movement that's came forward to take steps to get justice for these children. We just really ask that people come out. You know, it's one thing for us to share it on Facebook, but it's a whole nother when they actually see us in person and they see there's power in numbers. That's my belief. So the more people that can show up and show out and let them see that we won't sit down until our children, because these are all of our babies, until our children get the justice that they deserve, the better.
Well, I thank you very much. And because you did call in to represent yourselves, for those people out there who are listening and they say, wait a minute, where is Bryant Avenue near?
Bryant Avenue is right off of 105. It's in between St. Clair and Superior Avenue.
Well, you just made it very easy for more people to make it there. So I thank you very much for at least being steadfast, not letting anyone or anything derail the course, and standing strong. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you, brethren. We appreciate you as well.
Probably, if you hold the line, I think I might have something for you coming up.
Okay, we'll be here.
Hey, I thank you all so much, and all I can say is wow. Now I have to see how to work schedule after the radio program, group meeting. It's good to be able to go and support people who are doing things. Speaking of which, I want to definitely send out a shout-out and just say that 8-foot step ladder for the soapbox, it only take about 3 minutes or less, probably two, but a lot of people have been telling me off, but they didn't understand or overstand. There's a reason why you do certain things. You know, Mama Porter, she went to the hospital, Euclid Hospital. She's in room 304, but bed one. But, you know, besides Art McCoy, Sergeant Major Stokes, Donald Walker Brown, Danielle, Brother Ted, Joseph Motley Jr., I just didn't tell anybody because, number one, I didn't need it to be on Facebook liking stats or pity. Number two, if a few people are aware and praying, that's more than enough because the Creator listens to a few prayers, many prayers, or just one prayer equally. Number three, once I knew Mom was all right, still had to do the Voice of Radio on a Tuesday along with Milligram, Mentor and Youth at Shaw. The following day, along with Brother Joseph Motley Jr., the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting where a couple of families needed help, Good for the Hood event alongside HJS, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Number four, everybody has problems. Why would I add on to someone else's problems and troubles with my own when the Creator is handling my troubles for me? I'm just saying, Mom's getting a rest. Boom, she was good. And she got out with it a couple of days. So I just had to stop through. Look out for it, and there it was. And number five, just because it's Facebook doesn't mean it's everyone else's business. So with that being said, I know there are a lot of people who got mad at me and what have you, but hopefully they'll understand the wishes. And if they don't, that's all right. I'm sending out this next track just because it has a very strong message that no matter what happens, it's always before your time's up. From Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy.
Just before my time up. Yes, you remind us. remind us. Yes, you remind us, remind us. Just before our time up. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. How many folks ain't saw a thing? One day you're here, then you're gone. The next day they don't know your name. You said he's falling and you out of reach. The bullets ricochet, they left you dying in these Cleveland streets. They say you brain dead, they bout to put a machine. And since you was a Christian, God intervened. 6 months later, living to the extreme. You want retaliation, that's on everything. You gon' get them jokers back to them jokers. Dramatized in your mind, keep having all these crazy dreams. You feeling like your manhood went down the drain. You stalking every spot that they at in a perfect lane. Waiting for the perfect target you wanna shoot. In your mind, you're paralyzed and you don't know what to do. You realize God, he gave you a second chance. And if you pull the trigger, would you live a dirty death? Even on Friday, the old man told the truth. You walk away, you live another day, and that's the truth. I never saw a man cry. And two, I saw a man die. And two, I saw a man die.
Some people march, others wonder why police have whole hearts. Police violence, it ain't start today. Years ago, James Rhodes was blown away. Decades before, we lost Brandon McLeod. Families cry, neighborhoods get loud. Ask the police what they shooting for. Should've learned from her brides years before. Push the people down, they gon' push hard back. Take it as a threat, take it as a fact. Black police, aka the Black Shield. Let me break it down, tell you how I feel. Black Shield, Black Police Organization. In the Steve Loomis, y'all scared to face it. The union head of CPPA, Crybaby Loomis. Racist things he say to the family who lost a loved one. You don't care what ignorant world does. Wish cops could feel family tears. Like Tim, Melissa, Tanisha, Tamir. Some people reaping what they sow, and it's an unsolved mystery. The chapter in your life becomes untold. Some people need to learn a lesson. When you walk the city streets, every step you take, you must learn to count your blessings. But there's a lot of deep depression. Crooked humans keep a feast for thirsty lives on their radar, so they steady blessing. So let me tell you the real truth on the mistaken identity. The cops have no use when your life is in danger. There ain't no need to make a report, cause the cops only resort is be on the scene to see your corpse. So I gotta set a trend to prevent that bullet torch. Any badge is the devil's weapon without the pitchfork. And if I gotta keep it real just to keep myself alive, I don't gotta justify when I see a family cry. Long as I got some men upstairs watching over all sides, when it's my time to die, I hope my journey gets a vibe.
And you know, I'm feeling pretty well, but I think I'm going to get myself into some trouble. So I want to have an escape route, escape song set up, because I just need to pull out the 12-foot step ladder for the soapbox. Because, you know, the Plain Dealer reporter, Andrea Samakis, wrote a deep story called, and the title of it, if you want to check it out from yesterday, Gone and Forgotten. The memorial for women murdered by Anthony Sowell. All right. Well, let's answer that question, which is why I believe Friday, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time at East 123rd and Imperial Avenue. There'll be a lot of people there, including the Imperial Women's Coalition and many others. See, in order to do certain things, you have to be able to at least know of the truth. Because if you know the truth, when somebody asks something, you can almost answer it. So, you know, almost 7 years ago, I remember going to Imperial Avenue alongside OPM, Black on Black Crime, Inc., the City Republican Movement, because of Anthony Sowell being caught and us being on the front lines, comforting family members, you know, body after body after body was pulled out. Now, Kathy Rae Coben, she started her own activist organization called the Imperial Women Coalition, so we'd never forget. Now, let's go back to a couple of years ago. Happened on a July 18th, I believe, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Kathy Rae Coben wrote on Pastor Jimmy Gates resigning from the panel to choose Cleveland Police Commission members when his criminal past was exposed, and this is very important, saying the Imperial Women Coalition supported him, pulling his nomination because in 2014, Pastor Gates harassed the Imperial Women's Coalition and dared them to rally during the annual anniversary. Allied to Mayor Frank Jackson, Gates' name was chosen from over 100 submissions, although in 2007, the Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church preacher from, I believe, East 112th in Kinsman, Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church preacher was guilty in splitting $40,000 in water department bribes where he was assistant director. Gates was convicted of his role in a $5.1 million mortgage fraud scheme that went from 2004 to 2006. The Imperial Avenue women picketed Gates and Reverend Eugene Ward, who pleaded guilty to choking and assaulting one of his ex-wives, and also for being frauds because they were in charge of money that was to be used as a $250,000 memorial around that same time frame. But they said they couldn't find the money, even Kimberly F. Brown's Brown Report newspaper. Now, Seymour Avenue had found theirs for the two white young ladies and Latino, but I digress. Now, you know, it was very, very interesting because I remember during that whole time frame, being on Imperial Avenue, murder victims like Elder Mother Bray spoke and asked if the city gave $12,500, why was there only $3,637 remaining? And the Buckeye Development Corporation handled that. So you get thieving pastors in a thieving corporation. So it was interesting because for those who wonder why it looks like a dump site, why the weeds and everything, let's look at it. For what happened in 2016, you had people like BBCI, BMA, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, and many others, like I say, including Lady Gilmore. They did what the city hadn't done in almost 7 years. In just 4 hours, we planted trees, flowers, lights, cut lawns in two different lots to show love for the women, for the queens, cleared out debris, put a sign up. Even Councilman Mike Dudley of Garfield Heights and his sons helped out. But where was the ward councilman, Kevin Johnson, at that time? Ken Johnson. Yeah, where was Ken Johnson? He wasn't there. It's his ward. It's Ken Johnson's ward. So the thing is, the lesson for us is, you don't have to wait for the damn government to do things. You can do it your damn self. So with that being said, maybe I should give out some sort of award. Maybe pull out the tie award for the Nick of the Year award, the 2016 award, replica of a statue of a trash can. I'm going to 216-820. I really hope this is not an upset, Pastor. 216-820. How you doing out there?
How you doing out there, Mr. Porter? This is Mr. Powers from Blackout Sound. How are you out there?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. What's going on, man?
Well, first of all, I want to say happy Memorial Day to all the viewers and all the listeners that's out there that's actually listening to the show. And I'm going to tell you right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to get some more of this good barbecue up in my belly. know what I'm saying? Hopefully, not only will it get me full, you know what I'm saying? It'll hit the spot and put me where I need to be on the baby bedtime side. But enough about all that. What I want to talk about is what's coming up on June the 8th. On June the 8th, Friday night, 2018, Black House Sound will be having open mic night. Where? At Friends and Fellowship. At where at? 17325 Euclid Avenue, the corner of London and Euclid, inside the Chandler Park building, second floor, suite 2190, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Free live entertainment and a lot of fun. Don't go look for no babysitter. Bring them kids with you. It's an event for everyone, and it is in a family-orientated event, and you cannot beat it. You're going to love it, and it is a happening place to be. And that's all that there is I'm going to say.
Thank you so much,
also,
man. And
before I get off, one more thing I want everybody to know. Log on to YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr., because on there are two new tracks that is so fire. I was just playing it earlier, and I tell you right now, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Shouts out to the founder, you know what I'm saying, for making them two fire tracks. Please go on there. Leave a comment and let us know what you think of the brand new music or what you think from Black House Sound. Because Black House Sound is on the rise and Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. And I just want to let everyone know, have a great, great holiday. And I hope everybody enjoyed it as much as I did. One love. Peace.
Peace. Man, I'm so glad he called in because it was his voice that finished off the last track that we played. As I look at that 216-848 phone number, no, we have not forgotten about you. I do want to at least say that, hey, people always ask me, what is activism, or good activism? I think we had some examples of that because it's supposed to make some sort of change. I happen to think that a lot of the strongest characters in Scripture were activists. That's just the way it is. And we heard about activists making change, packing courtrooms, going out there, making sure that people continue to work together. That's a big thing. As a matter of fact, one thing that did come up recently, like I talked about, and I'll follow it up before I go to the phone line, is that, of course, I appreciate those who have been using the phone number, because it would have done me no good to have been interviewed by Channel 5 News. It would have done me no good if the same Dollar General that had been burnt out had just stayed halfway open and all of that. But when Pastor Wiggins saw the news story, got upset about it, then he reaches out to me. I think you can find him on Facebook at Friends Fellowship Bible Church, and they also have their church services on Sundays, 10 a.m. at Suite 2190 at 17325 Chandler Park Building, second floor. When he reached out, he got a nice answer back. Do you know they wrote the band? And I gave you the name and everybody who to bug, which is the 1-615-855-4000 phone number of the Dollar General CEO, Richard Dreiling. He even got a letter written back from 100 Mission Ridge, GOODLETTSBILLE, Goodlandsville, Tennessee, with 37072. And they said that they were looking to make sure everything was not only secured, which they did secure the building, but now they went and said, hey, the building has been torn down. They're in talks to see what's the next step with the landlord or the property owner of that building where they're renting from. So I would say feel free to give that 1-615-855-4000 number call and say, don't leave another business out of East Cleveland, or definitely write that letter to 100 Mission Ridge, Goodlettsville, Tennessee, 37072. Now I'm going to the 216-848 phone number before going to pick on the 216-702. So 216-848. How you doing?
Well, Mr. Porter, how you doing? This is Michael Andrew Taps Brown Jr. Yes, Proprietor Entertainment Music Group.
is in the building. Well, we're on the line
talk
right now.
Talk to me.
How you doing, Mr. Poyo? I'm just I'm excited for this weekend. You know, with this week coming up, you know, everybody, what anybody around Cleveland, you know, who are anybody, you know what I'm saying, got some talent. I'm saying some real talent. Not no nonsense talent. We got some real talent. Come on out to East Cleveland Theater. Y'all know where it's at, right there in Euclid, the heart of Euclid. Like I said,
and, you know,
come on out and stuff like that. And if, trust me, Coach A game, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be a crowd just like the, you know, where they be showing all on the TV and stuff with Steve Harvey and stuff. As a matter of fact, we give an honor to Steve Harvey, you know. So, besides that, Mr. Porter, how you doing, by the way?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
I'm excited because you're talking about that Apollo Showtime at the Apollo honoring Steve Harvey, which starts this Saturday, June the 2nd at 9 p.m.
Yes.
Inside the historic East Cleveland Theater, 14108 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. And definitely register for trials. You can call the 216-253-4070 number or the 216-804-7462 number. Don't you use that 804 number until after this show ends. And also, you can reach out to for anything for vendors or anything else at jaden.mcky@gmail.com.
Right.
Go ahead, man.
Right. Also, look out for Almighty FX, you know. Probably doing something up on stage, you know. I'm gonna, you know, do something though. But main thing is, I'm the like I said, everybody come with your A game, be good and everything. Cause I mean, the crowd gonna judge. I'm not gonna be this get up on stage just blowing cats off or stuff if you whack or anything like that. The crowd gonna be the judge. So I mean, yeah, you know.
That's
so,
right.
Come with your A game, don't come correct too. Cause like real talk, I mean, don't take it personal and stuff like that. Cause you know what I'm saying. But long story short though. So everybody, this real talk. We want to see that Cleveland. We want to see that real talk. We want to see that real Cleveland music. You know what I'm saying? We want to see some. Matter of fact, we want to see some revolution music. You know what I'm saying? So just come on out, do your thing. If you're not even doing, you know what I'm saying, music and stuff like, we got just a nice cold talent and stuff. You play the, you know, play the flute or whatever. We want to be looking for some unique stuff, yo. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. Oh yeah, and my album, I would make it as far as with the label going and stuff like that. It's still going. Like I said, all my FX mixtape out, doing good. You know, you're gonna hear a few songs. You know, some possibly at the show and stuff like this. So come out, show some love. You know, we also gonna have the hookup with the meal, the plates and stuff like this. So come and get your plate. We gonna have that nice lasagna. You know.
Okay.
So check that out. You know, Sally, it's going to be nice and stuff. You know, family fun event, you know. Also, look, back to as far as with the label, as far as with how that's going and stuff. Yeah, I told you guys before that I was supposed to be releasing the album May 25th. I had to push it back, you know what I'm saying. I got my reasons for that, you know.
Smart.
I want to get the opportunity to go up in New York, you know, like I said, I had to, you know, take care of some things here, you know, and like whenever, you know what I'm saying, there's stuff going on big in Cleveland and stuff like that, I got to stick around for that. So that's how that going. Like I said, the album coming soon.
Thank
so just
you.
Sit back and wait. But at the end of the day, though, check out my man's mixtape, you know what I'm saying, Proprietor Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, we making that revolution music, you know what I'm saying. I know this is a so-called holiday. Like, I look at my veterans. This is this is like Memorial Day, right, for the soldiers and stuff like that.
Right, right.
So let me salute. Mm-hmm. I'm going to salute some soldiers, though. I'm going to be like this. I'm going to salute soldiers like Emmett Till, Malcolm X, you know, Marcus Garvey. They're my soldiers and stuff like that. So,
I
and the ones
you.
That, you know what I'm saying, the ones that wasn't educated, like, like the people in rock culture that wasn't educated about going to this, you know what I'm saying, man-made war and stuff like that, going over there and not even educated about it, I salute them, you know what I'm saying, not the ones that just go over there, you know what I'm saying, on the trash and stuff like the harm of other people causes society. So with that being said, for Prada ENT, BMA, Al Porter, Cheryl Kilroy, be there June 2nd, you know what I'm saying, and one love, y'all. Thanks.
One love. Appreciate you. And before I go to that 216702, I will say that he already said everything that needed to be said. I think that evening you'll also have Emax the Image, Black House Sounds, and also I want to give a shout-out for the Good for the Hood pop-up party at Dion's, which featured HJS on music, Man in the Streets, BMA, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. What was that, 7800 Superior? Fred Barkley came through and did the Facebook Live, invited there from Brother Art McCoy, I believe, Bread Makers and Rah Rah Audition. And then another pop-up Good for the Hood event with free food was held, I believe, the past Saturday at the world's famous Superfly Barbershop, 14064 Euclid Avenue, across from the East Cleveland Library. And HJS had music, food, BBCI, BMA, Spice It Up, ENT, Savage Castle, and much more on hand. Now, tomorrow, live auditions for the Apollo event will be in East Cleveland. It will definitely be tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Irving Joe's Cafe outside right there with Joe Lil from the Rude Boys will be there, Euclid and Taylor, intersection next to the OPN headquarters, and I believe free music, auditions, all of that. Now, from 6 a.m. to around 7:30 a.m., the Morning Joe News team will be there to broadcast live from the News TV News, which will be very interesting. And so on that note, I can go give a couple of minutes to see what's going on with the 216702. How are you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Al. I'm calling in to let people know Wednesday at 7:15. We will be having a press conference regarding the community releasing a statement regarding the two daycare, Harbor Crest Child Care Academy and Get Ready, Set, Grow Child Care Academy, fighting their licensures being revoked by the state of Ohio up under recommendations from Ohio Department of Job and Family Services. We're asking people to get there by 7. The press conference will be at the Black on Black Incorporated headquarters, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. If
okay.
You need any questions, you can talk with Al Porter, 216-804-7462, or Donna Brown, 216-702-1207. We look forward to the community coming out to hear the response related to these two daycares taking a position towards the documentation of the physical findings that they were getting, Anaya was coming in the building with. So we just look forward to the community coming out and being part of the press conference.
Hey, I thank you very much for at least staying the course. And you said it before. If we can, before you hang up the phone, if you can let us know what your theory has always been about when you're fighting a monster, why does it take everybody?
Because with a monster, you hit them from different angles, and with you hitting them from different angles, he never knows which way he might fall. So it's almost like you confusing him because he don't know which way to turn, because everybody is hitting from different angles, and he just gets in a state of confusion almost to where he's spins himself around and just passes out. So when you're taking down a monster, you got hit from different angles just so that you can confuse it.
I thank you very much. We look forward to that press conference and a lot of other events and things that are just happening this week. And definitely just keep going in this movement. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. God bless.
God bless. And I'm going to tell you how I'm going to make the attempt to do this one right now. I just want to have something. We're going to call it like a fun song. Give me a moment, and I'll be right back after this. I just want to say thank you all for listening, and let's have fun.
Yeah. Hey, hey.
And as a matter of fact, because the name of the next track is on a Sunday, we went to the finals on a Sunday. What better way than to throw this one out there because of a Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah. Stressful week, didn't rest a bit. Anxieties I wrestle with. Antidepressants down by the handful, but the pills didn't lessen it. How I feel, ill spirit, low refreshing it. Went to the church for where my intellect could get. Rational thinker, but I felt something affectionate. Wrapped in the presence, so euphoric. Life, peace, and love, I'm hurting
I'm
your itch.
This whole vibe. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you I am so free, I have no stress anymore. Now I gotta rest from my soul, I want everybody to know.
Just to cast out demons. Love is the mission. If you see it, you believe it. Goodwill go a long way if they need it. If I'm down, you can pick me up. If I'm filthy, clean me up. You're no longer bound. Lay your burden down. I know you can find this love.
I'm gonna tarry in this hope I found. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you I am so free. I have no stress anymore. Now I gotta rest from my soul. I want everybody to know.
I found love on a Sunday.
Get out there. You hear things that are going on. If something happens and you can't make it to a place, then feel free to pray that everything's go well for them. And feel free to pass the information along in case somebody else that you know might want to go there and take the slack up for you. Hey, whatever it takes to get the city right. Talk to you all soon. Peace.